In 1903, you would have had just under 500 varieties of lettuce plants to choose from, but by 1983, that number had depleted to a staggering 36. In general, we've lost about 93% of our unique seed strands just in the 20th century. Fast Company, 2012. Unless we step in and reverse this trend, that's just a glimpse of what we can expect going forward. But first, why is this depletion happening? Well, genetic modification. It's the squash that can withstand a drought whose seeds will be saved and sowed next season. The seeds of the biggest, sweetest watermelon are used, while the rest aren't worth keeping around. The sweet corn that produces four times as much come harvest time will move up the priority list of preferred crops to replant for next year. Don't get me wrong, we want the best results for the time and effort we put in. However, there's power in numbers, and nature prefers diversity. That's how we've all survived this long in the first place. We can look at the human gene pool and see that more diversity is beneficial in preventing autoimmune diseases or fatal genetic mutations. We can also look at monocultures, how they strip the soil and require more intricate care to keep alive, and see that this method isn't sustainable. We can acknowledge that we can't bend nature to our will without severe consequences. We can look at nature's most steadfast rule, survival of the fittest, and deduce that the strongest, fastest, most resilient forms of life result from biodiversity, not despite it.